This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, we'll catch up with one of the top-rated NHL draft-eligible defensemen, Shea Theodore, will join us to talk T-Birds hockey as they look to get a postseason berth for the first time since the 2009-10 season. Portland Winterhawks remain the number one ranked team in the BMO CHL MasterCard Top 10 rankings. Interim head coach Travis Green will be our guest. And Moose Jaw Warriors defenseman Morgan Riley is the Denny's WHL Player of the Week. He'll join us later. While Shea Theodore is hoping to get the Seattle Thunderbirds into the playoffs, ranked 17th amongst North American skaters by NHL Central Scouting, I spoke with him this week. Shea, first of all, you're looking at a real good playoff battle here down the stretch. Right now you're in that seventh spot, but some heat coming from behind. How confident are you can help the club get to the postseason?
If we just keep playing our game like we have been the past few games here, I think we can make a strong push and make this playoffs the first time in, I think, 3 years.
You know, and that was a big win over Everett on the weekend, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was pretty huge. We needed those points to separate ourselves.
You know, Shea, you have three games left with Prince George and Everett as you battle for that 7-8 position. Will those games be perhaps the difference makers one way or the other?
Yeah, I believe so. I mean, they're also fighting right behind us. So, I mean, we need those crucial points to separate ourselves.
How's the team been playing lately? Looks like you're in a lot of games. That's my first observation. In a lot of games, but perhaps not getting the results here down the stretch.
Just as of late, we've finally been putting the puck in the net and getting the results we've been looking for. So we've just been told, you know, just keep grinding it out and things will work for us.
17th ranked Central Scouting, Shea, and there's a lot of talk about this year's draft, and we know the WHL produces the top defenseman. How would you say, personally, your season's been going for you?
I think the way I've been planned, I mean, I've been trying to prove it defensively as I can, and I mean, the points are coming on the board for me, and I've been getting pretty lucky with some goals, so far I think pretty good.
Yeah, 42 points so far this season. Not sure if you set a season goal at all, but offensively, have you liked your production?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, playing our power play has been running pretty good, and that's been helping me out a lot.
Everyone talks about your skating and your stride and how that is. Is that your biggest asset, or is there perhaps another part of your game that most people don't see from the outside?
I believe that's my biggest asset, and I mean, I use that to my advantage night in and night out.
And finally, when you look at the playoffs here, have to think that a playoff run or getting to the playoffs can only help that draft stock.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, scouts are looking for guys that are playoff performers, which will translate to the next level. So, I mean, hopefully that'll work out.
All right, another big game on the weekend against Everett. Shea, good luck with that, and thanks for your time on WHL This Week.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me.
Over 20% of the players in the National Hockey League are graduates of the WHL, cementing it as the undisputed leader in developing professional NHL-caliber talent. San Jose Sharks head coach and former head coach and general manager of the Swift Current Broncos, Todd McClellan.
I think it's one of the best leagues, if not the best league in the world, for young development. I know the players are treated extremely well. When I'm asked questions in Northern California what the league is all about, I kind of sum it up and say it's a little mini NHL. I really believe that that's where it's at.
Besides being an NHL coach, Todd's also a hockey dad.
In the right environment with the right coaches and a very good city and program, I think any type of player can develop, whether he's a high-end or a mid-range player. Again, schooling's very important for us as a family and for him as an individual, but I do know that he can get that here, both at the high school level and post-secondary. The program is second to none, and I think it's a great thing that the league members have agreed to support it as well as they have.
The Western Hockey League, where your future starts now.
The Portland Winterhawks hit the weekend with a full 10-point lead over the Edmonton Oil Kings atop the WHL standings. They also remain the top-ranked team in the CHL. Interim head coach Travis Green has been guiding the squad since December.
Our focus really is to play on our top game, game in, game out, as we get going to the playoffs. We talk about playing your best hockey at the right time of the year, and it's that time of year where you can't just flick the switch come playoff time. And I like the way we've played for the last six, seven games, especially our last road trip. You know, it's a good thing.
And finally, you're coming off an 8-3 win over Spokane. It was your second line that did, what, 16 points worth of damage? Delio, along with Bjorkstrand and Taylor Lear. It must be nice to get a little bit of depth there that, you know, there's a lot on that top line, it seems like, every night, but you got some others to come through.
We do. You know, I think we're a team that prides ourselves on our depth. That line's slowly been building. We put Lear back on that line probably 7 or 8 games ago, and they've just, you know, every game they get a little better. And I like the way they're playing together, and not just offensively, but they're really competing on both sides of the puck. And it was real nice to see them get rewarded for a lot of hard work that they've put in over the last, you know, 4 weeks, really.
All right, Travis, thanks for this.
All right, thanks.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by the Western Hockey League.
Well, the Western Hockey League proud to announce that 20% of all players that have played in the National Hockey League for the first month of the season are graduates of the WHL. Of the 778 players who have played at least one game in the league, as of February 19th, 156 of them are WHL alumni. In addition to the 156 players, there are 36 WHL graduates currently on the coaching staff of NHL clubs, and another 29 who currently occupy key management positions within the NHL. The Calgary Flames and Dallas Stars boast the most WHL graduates that have played this season, with 9 apiece. Phoenix and Washington have seen 8 grads suit up for their clubs. And the WHL has handed out its Distinguished Service Award for 2012-13. The Lands Brothers of Medicine Hat are this year's recipients, and they've been off-ice officials in the Gas City for 43 years. Two of them, John and Frank Lands, are still working WHL games, while their older brothers, Balzer and Tony, have now retired.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Moose Jaw Warriors defenseman Morgan Riley is at a wild season after representing Canada at the World Juniors before an extended stay at Toronto Maple Leafs training camp. He's the Denny's WHL Player of the Week, and voice of the Warriors, James Gallo, has more.
Denny's Western Hockey League Player of the Week, Moose Jaw Warrior Morgan Riley, the first Warrior to get this honor this season. 4 goals, 5 points in 3 games. Obviously, Morgan, it looked as though in those hockey games that you were on. Do you have the same view of how you played?
I think so, but the team was playing well, and I think that's the most important thing. And obviously, when the team's playing well, it helps me a lot. And, you know, I think I was just getting nice to skate and, you know, getting opportunities to score, and it just happened that they're going in. But, you know, all the credit goes to the team, and, you know, we had a great weekend, so hopefully we can keep playing well.
For a defenseman to have success and be named the Player of the Week, obviously a little bit different than the forwards. Forwards always quick to credit their line mates, but for a defenseman, and especially you, you play with a number of different guys, so this is obviously an honor that you share with several players along the blue line.
Yeah, I've been playing you know, with quite a few partners this year, but these past couple games I've been playing with our captain, Kellen McFaul, a lot, and you know, he's obviously a great partner to have. He kind of told me to just carry the puck and go, and he'd play defense for me. And but, you know, that's awesome. And, you know, I really enjoy playing with him. And but, you know, hopefully we can, you know, keep playing well as a team here and hopefully get a couple wins.
The honor is great, but with this team 11 points out of the playoffs going into the week, obviously it's the team success that you're focused in on.
Yeah, our goal is to make the playoffs. And really that's all I'm too concerned about. I'm not too concerned about, you know, how many goals I score. Or, you know, it's all with the team, and you know, hope you can have a good playoff push here at the end.
I want to ask, too, how was the adjustment going from the WHL to the World Juniors to a Toronto Maple Leaf training camp back to the Western Hockey League? There's a lot of different play amongst the three levels there. How hard was it to eventually come back to the Western Hockey League and get adjusted to the play here?
Yeah, it was tough. You know, obviously when you go to junior to go play for Team Canada, you know, you have to kind of pick up your game a little bit, and then obviously when you go to your pro camp, you know, you have to do that again. But then when you come back to junior, it's a bit different to get used to. But I think over the course of the past couple of games, you know, I've gotten more into my comfort zone. But you know, it's hard when you have to change your pace all the time. But you know, it's just something that you got to do. And you know, but it just takes time.
Coming down the stretch, what's something that you can do to try and help this team improve and try and get into the postseason?
I hope we just keep playing well. You know, as a team, we're going to treat every game like a playoff game, like I said, and you know, just play hard every night, and you know, just try to do whatever I can to help the team win.
WHL Player of the Week for Denny's, Morgan Riley for the Moose Jaw Warriors. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And that's the show. I want to say thanks to James and Moose Jaw
for his help.
I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.